Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Last night, news broke that Senator John McCain is coming back to Washington to continue working on health care reform, the National Defense Authorization Act, and new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The big question right now is whether 51 Republicans will vote for the motion to proceed, a procedural question that allows the Senate to debate the health care bill.
Burgess Everett, Sung Min Kim, and Jen Habercorn have the story on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spending the day cajoling senators and meeting with Vice President Mike Pence to plot strategy. Here are some open questions. There are 7 undecided senators and 2 probable no's, Senators Susan Collins and Rand Paul. If one of those 7 undecideds breaks no, the game is over. Another issue to keep in mind, senators don't know exactly what they're voting on. The order of amendments has been an open and critical question. Even if this bill does pass, it's unclear what's next. Will the Senate and House conference their bills, which means will they go into a formal negotiation, or will Speaker Paul Ryan try to pass it? There will be tremendous pressure to do something, and the August recess begins next week.
The AP is out with a story on how Trump is speaking to advisors about firing Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the potential consequences of firing him. While our own Josh Dossie, Eliana Johnson, Nahal Tusi, and Daniel Littman write that there is continued speculation for not only Attorney General Jeff Sessions' departure, but a wider shakeup following Sean Spicer's exit. They write that replacing Sessions might not be easy. Potential choices like Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie have grown concerned about working in this administration. And Senator Ted Cruz has said he isn't interested.
President Donald Trump was back out on the trail, visiting with Boy Scouts in West Virginia, first telling him he wouldn't talk about politics, but then he spoke about politics. The Washington Post's John Wagner and Jenna Johnson report Trump threatened to fire one of his cabinet members, Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He attacked former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and warned the Boy Scouts about fake news. Here's one interesting tidbit that probably has never been said at a presidential event before. Trump was telling the story of William Levitt, a failed developer. Trump said, quote, "He went personally bankrupt and he was now much older, and I saw him at a cocktail party, and it was very sad because the hottest people in New York were at this party." Just a question. Did you ever hear Barack Obama talking about his victory over Mitt Romney 8 months after the election? Did George Bush boast about beating John Kerry and Al Gore?
Meanwhile, Democrats launched a counter-narrative in Berryville, Virginia. Our colleagues Heather Cagle and Alana Shore write that Dems focused on economic messaging and skipped talking about left-leaning stances on social issues, including immigration reform and LGBT rights. And in the House, Dems flexed their muscles as well last night, stunning Republicans by sinking a veterans and intel bill. House GOP leadership expected the non-controversial bills to sail through.
In the juice, we have SBA Administrator Linda McMahon, who was president and CEO of the WWE, at WWE Raw Monday night at Verizon Center. If you live in and around Denver, we're holding a special Playbook Exchange event with Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper August 1 at 5:30 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.